Welcome to the Popcorn Talk Network, for the online broadcast network that features movie discussion, news, and interviews. Press one.
Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
Let those who worship evil's might beware my power. Green Lantern's light.
From the Popcorn Talk Network, the online broadcast network for movie talk, and the schmoes know, this is DC Movie News, bringing you the most up-to-date discussion and commentary within the DC Universe.
Roxy Stryer didn't even touch our hands today.
Because I'm sick.
That's okay, I understand.
German-fested hands they are.
I'm sicky.
She hugs us both, but then doesn't want to just grace our hands.
I just want some love.
This show's going to be interesting, gang.
I just need some love.
Let's get into it.
We're not live.
No, we're not live. But anyone who's listening or watching now, it doesn't matter to them.
Yeah, that's true.
But they can't be listening to us live.
No, they
so
cannot.
So currently nobody's listening to us, so if I, like, did something really weird,
we could edit it out. Yeah, we could.
Oh, yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Well, I was just thinking about how sweaty I am. Like, I wanted to, like...
You're real sweaty.
I'm doing a little sweaty thing. Do I smell?
Girl,
I'm
so glad.
I smell great.
Taking all the sexy points away. Where you're supposed to ride your sexy coattails.
Oh, yeah. I'm just so sexy. Yeah.
We need ratings. And you're talking about sweaty and stinky, and that's just not as sexy. Or maybe it is. I don't know. People have fetishes.
You know what's sexy? DC is sexier.
That's right. Yeah, welcome, everybody. DC Movie News Show right here on the Popcorn Talk Network. We got the original trio here today. A lot of stuff going on. Let's do the intros. First off, at DC Movies SK, Facebook.com/DC Movies SK. I am at Jay Quasto. That gentleman right there, he is the host of Man vs. Child on the FYI Network, airing tonight.
Make sure you go.
DVR it, watch it live, do it both. It had a great first episode. It's going to be a great second episode, and all 13 episodes. That's Adam Gertler.
Hello. Good to be back. Sorry I missed last week. I was away, family business. It's great to be back. I apologize. The show is late today. It is my fault. I had a fitting for FX Movie Download, meaning we have to try on like so many outfits. It is hell for me. My co-host, Sasha Pearl Raver, absolute heaven for her. She loves it.
Right.
I gotta tell you, I thought you'd be a little tanner, though, because you were in Florida.
No, I, you know, when in Florida, I try to stay as inside in the air conditioning as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations on your show, honestly, though.
Thank you. So listen to this. Man vs. Child Chef Showdown was the biggest non-acquisition, meaning original premiere,
got it,
of a show in the food space on FYI.
In history.
In FYI's brief history, yes. So that is good news. That means that people watch. They aired it a lot of times afterwards. They even aired it on Lifetime, which is another sister network of A&E.
Right.
Did anyone get kidnapped? Because a lot of people get kidnapped on Lifetime.
No. We're talking about little kids here.
They're little children.
That's how the movies are on Lifetime.
If you haven't seen this show, the show is great. The kids are amazing chefs. That's what really sells the show. I'm just lucky to be there.
No, it's the incredible host.
I'll be honest.
We get to sit with him.
This co-host is pretty damn cute.
Is your head getting big? Is it okay sitting with me now, little lowly Roxy?
It's not that it's getting big. I'm just worried that it might be getting, like, you know, infected.
Speaking of infection, that is the crown jewel of the DC Movie News Show right there. Find her on Twitter at Roxy Stryer. You know she'd be Roxy Stryer.
She's so dreamy.
Oh, man.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Show.
Again, congratulations to you. And congrats to Johnny, who's leaving us for a little bit. You're doing something really, really cool.
Tell us about it.
I go to the Middle East Monday morning. I fly all the way to Abu Dhabi, and then I'm going to be hitting a bunch of spots. I'm going on a tour with 5 pro wrestlers. I'm the MC. We're going to go give our thanks to all the troops over there. And it's going to be amazing. So I know. 5 a.m.
That's awesome.
I'm feeling really lucky to be in the room with two incredible gentlemen right now.
Are there going to be demos? Are you going to be practicing moves with these guys?
No, there's no wrestling. It's all meet and greet. It's all Q&A. It's all just bear hugs and high fives and pictures.
So sweet.
Yeah, while you're hosting something awesome and you're doing something great for the world, I'll be sitting drunk on my couch talking about DC with my cat that I don't have. So anyway, let's get into it.
It's going to be great.
She's a cat lady with no cat.
If I may make an important announcement up front, guys, I'm organizing a blood drive for the Children's Hospital of LA.
Of course.
It's going to be September 11 and 12. If you live anywhere in the Southern California area, we need you to show up. All you have to do, hit me up on social media. Tweet at our show. Tweet at me. Tweet at them. They'll hit me up. I will give you all the info. It's so easy to sign up. It's easy to click favorite or retweet on social media. We need you to show up. We need you to get blood. That's what these kids need.
Take my veins.
And listen, what we're going to do for this, I haven't even told these guys this, for every time you retweet Johnny's request for blood, Roxy will donate a pint of her own blood.
There it is.
So every time that's retweeted, that means if it gets 130 retweets,
she'll break rules.
And let me tell you something.
130 pints of blood.
I've got really good blood.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some really good.
She's got that Stryer blood.
I got that good Stryer.
You got that good blood.
It's very exciting.
You got that good blood.
Guys, you know what else is exciting?
No, really,
this was actually a tremendously exciting week for DC movie news.
Yeah.
This is not a fluff week. I feel like the world of the DC, can we say it now? The DC Extended Universe, officially titled, is really heating up. A lot of things happened this week that, even though they're not super tangible, they're subtle things that I'm really excited about.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I'm thinking of our show as pre-Comic-Con and post-Comic-Con. Our post-Comic-Con life has been like these things that are so important to talk about.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now we're really gearing up. We're almost at 2016. We are. We're more than halfway
ridiculous.
Through the year.
It's almost
we're getting
August.
There. I know.
Actually, when a lot of people watch or listen, it will be August already.
Yeah, PCC. We are PCC right now.
Yeah, we are.
DC Movie News. PCC.
And we're getting a lot of great stuff.
Okay, so let's talk about some
let's
of that.
Let's get right into it. Let's get into one of the most handsome men on the planet, Chris Pine. He is not going to be a Green Lantern.
Doesn't look that way.
Nope. Well, it definitely doesn't look that way. He's going to be Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman.
Not unless they give Steve Trevor a ring, which would really show up Wonder Woman.
That
would
really
not be cool.
I'm just thinking that the babies that Gal and Chris would have would be really, really, really...
Ooh.
Quite
before,
good looking.
I forgot. Before we go to Chris Pine, one of our listeners. There you go. Our artwork at Greeno at 27 Greeno made a Superman, Wonder Woman, Batman illustration of us, and I will give him a round of applause.
Johnny, you were pushing for this really hard.
I am necklace, and I love it.
I gotta say, I think you guys look like you. I think I'm looking really fly in that picture.
I really think I look like me. I'm just confused about. This thing here, like it looks like it's the beginning of a cape, but then there's no cape.
It may or may not be a necklace.
It's an invisible cape.
No, not the necklace. I'm talking about like on the sides, those like red stripes. Is that just part of that shirt?
I'm thinking it's a necklace.
Okay. I like how my arm is over your shoulder. I'm like, what's up, girl?
Sup, boy?
Sup, dub dubs?
Oh, yeah.
You kind of look like Pocahontas and Wonder Woman together.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Which is really cool for me. I guess I got that thing going on. So, yeah, we really appreciate this. Johnny was like dying for somebody to draw us. I'm really glad you did. Keep them coming.
Someone
you guys are
sent
awesome.
Me a Booster Gold illustration. As me as Booster Gold, and I had a little creepy mustache. It was awesome.
You do have a little creepy mustache, honey.
I didn't even look at it this
morning. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah. Back to Steve Trevor.
Speaking
Let's
of Steve Trevor.
Go.
Okay, so Steve Trevor, long affiliated with Diana Prince, with Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting. This is Chris Pine getting himself in another major franchise in the DC universe.
Yes.
And he deserves it.
Not as a superpowered guy.
Yeah.
Not as a Green Lantern.
But do you think that bothers him? Because I think that he couldn't care less. I think
do
that he's going
to
rock this
show. You're trying to tell me his blue eyes are not a superpower? Come on.
They are steely. Do you guys believe the rumors that he was offered Steve Trevor or Green Lantern? Like, they keep saying that, and I just don't know that makes sense.
There have
like,
been so many rumors about that, and then the same thing
with
The Rock, and then it also...
Pick a part. Pick any part you want. Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
I doubt it.
No, I just think that it... I don't think that's the way things work. I don't think it's like, hey, by the way, buddy, which one do you see yourself as? It's like, this is where you fit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Steve Trevor is not going to be a passive character. I think he's going to be an action-oriented character. I think he's going to have a lot to do in the film. And I think he is a good enough name next to Gal Gadot, who still is not a household name. She may very well be after these Wonder Woman movies start happening, after she starts showing up in these films. But I think it's good to have Pine there.
Do you think that after BVS, Gal will be a household name?
No.
Or not big enough role
in
BVS?
No, I don't think it's a big enough role for her. She's not headlining the film. It'll start to happen, but I think, Wonder Woman is just coming out in 2017, so it's just going to be like a year behind, so.
Okay.
And it's fun what you say about Chris Pine. They did actually have a quote saying he will have a lot to do in the film, and it's also a multi-picture deal. And back to Gal, we don't know who the other women are yet, but they did say that she auditioned opposite Affleck, so basically like the screen test, if you will, against four other women who all tested with Affleck, and they said she blew everyone else out of the water. I would love to know who the other four women were.
I love hearing things like this because I think that when actors are handed parts, sometimes it's well-deserved, but sometimes you don't know how somebody's going to read words off of a page and different characters. So when you do have to audition for it, it just makes the fans more confident that you earned this frickin' spot.
We haven't heard her speak yet either, and I'm assuming she's going to use her accent. She's got a pretty thick, like, Israeli accent, so I see no reason why she can't use a version of that. Who's to say how, you know, people from...
It's like Amazonian.
Wherever she's from, you know, there's no reason she can't have that accent. So if that's a challenge, there's no reason she needs to speak with a mid-Atlantic or an American accent in the film.
No.
And I look at it this way. The fact that she tested against four other women, I guarantee a couple of those women probably had more credits than she did. Because besides the Fast movies, she didn't have a ton.
We couldn't really have any less credits than she does.
So good for her, man. Good for her for crushing it. And
still love her in Date Night.
What do you guys think about Chris Pine in general, though? Are you guys a fan of him and his work? Or
absolutely.
How do you feel?
The funny thing about Chris Pine is I think he's even quoted himself as saying he's a character actor in a leading man's body. Like, he's a very funny dude.
Right.
So I think he could play Steve Trevor really well.
It's funny because he hasn't really taken off as a leading man so much outside of the Star Trek movies.
And this means war.
You know, well, I mean... Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Like, he's had several opportunities, the Jack Ryan, the This Means War, but he hasn't really taken off on his own.
Jack Ryan was shitty.
But he's still really good. Like, I like him. I love him as Kirk, especially in the first Star Trek movie.
Right.
So, I think it's a great fit for him. I think he would have been a cool Hal Jordan, too, but it excites me to see that maybe they're not going. We still don't know that they're going Hal Jordan, and we're probably going to talk about some Green Lantern stuff coming up soon.
Yeah, we got to, because it's being forced upon us.
Oh, boy.
Well, that begs the question. So Chris Pine's going to be Steve Trevor. Does that mean that Channing Tatum might be speaking on behalf of Hal Jordan?
Well, you're only saying that because there's the rumor that Channing Tatum might not be Gambit.
Right.
So that hasn't actually happened
yet.
I personally think that Channing's people leaked the problems about the Fox thing because
to try to push him into the role.
Well, much like the way that Deadpool happened because of the court of public opinion, I think possibly Channing's people are pushing this out there to float how important his loss would be. Whatever they're trying to negotiate about,
you're
trying to say, like, look, and I feel like it may be backfiring because the feeling I'm getting from the internet is, like, nobody really cares if he's not Gambit. Like, I'm not seeing an uproar of, like, no, we need the Gambit movie. Immediately, you saw people just saying, like, oh, cool, now he's going to be in DC.
Yeah, but this actually surprises me because I think he's incredibly valuable for either property, and I would definitely be fighting for him. I think that he is so ridiculously talented. I think he's unique in the sense that he's kind of like a kid in a man's body. I love him. I think that
I think they're almost testing the fact that whatever, again, I have no idea what they're negotiating about, but I think they're basically saying, like, all right, well, if you were to lose Channing Tatum, you're still going to make your Gambit movie, and I don't know that that movie is as greenlit because all of a sudden this $100+ million movie for Gambit without a Channing Tatum isn't going to happen.
Well, it's funny how you mentioned Channing Tatum, a kid in a man's body.
Mm-hmm.
There's another character that doesn't quite have an actor yet that
Shazam
is also a kid in a man's body.
Yeah, absolutely.
So how about that?
I agree with that. I've said that
him
from day one.
Him versus The Rock, come on now.
I just think what you said, Adam, about his people pushing this out is incredibly appropriate. This is them kind of feeling their way. What's a little less appropriate is if Channing was pushing this out himself, if he was Instagramming every single day pictures of him.
You mean like someone else?
Like somebody else we know. I'm sorry, I have had it up to here. I've had it up to here. I like Tyrese. I freaking like him. I've moved on. I'm sorry, I'm moving forward.
Do it.
I don't
Do
even
it.
Get
it's a great segue.
I think that he is just shooting himself in the foot. Even if he does get this role, I can't freaking believe what he has done here.
What is the latest thing that you're so up in arms about?
I'm finding it for you right now.
This photo was on Instagram today, right, Rox?
No, it was a few days ago.
Okay. Well, it's not like Tyrese put that up there on his own.
Yes, it is.
I mean, he didn't Photoshop it. Maybe he did. Maybe he's excellent at Photoshop. I don't know how good.
Apparently, got time.
That's what you guys were talking about. Him being. We were talking about earlier.
Yes, while you're looking for that, can I just say that my initial reaction to the Channing Tatum thing, I tweeted out, I call how great a Guy Gardner he would be against Idris Elba's Jon Stewart.
Mm.
Yeah.
I love that combination. I still want to see Guy Gardner and Jon Stewart. I
want to
see a senior lantern and a new lantern. And I think that's how you hook it. That's how you do an origin without doing an origin. The origin is done through whoever the junior lantern is.
Teaching him.
Mm-hmm. Like the Buddy Cop movie that we've been talking about.
Right.
Some people also said David Oyelowo.
Yeah.
He would be great.
I can't. Yeah, but we can't do that because I can't say his name. Oyelowo.
Yeah, exactly. Channing Tatum would be a better Guy Gardner than a Hal Jordan.
Definitely.
He's got the dopey look. Now, would he also be a good Shazam?
And he's got the sense of humor.
Yeah, but I gotta tell you, I'm thinking more Green Lantern than Shazam.
But we could see him beef up like that, too. He can get real big.
Yeah, no, he'd be fine. But personally, if I'm voting, and, you know, I'd love to hear what y'all's opinion is, too. I would love to see him as Guy Gardner versus, you know, with a John Stewart. That's what my vote would be.
Can you imagine?
But he's probably going to be Gambit.
What if this was a democracy and it was like, okay, cast your votes.
Oh, it'd be terrible. Suck.
All right, here's the deal.
Movies would all suck if they were all voted on by the people.
Here's the deal. This was
One Direction would be starring and everything.
Yeah.
This is one of two Instagrams that he posted a few days ago. Mm-hmm. That was the photo of it. This is what he captions it.
Dear God.
In brightest day, in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight. Let those who worship evil's might beware my power, Green Lantern's light. That was the quote. And then he says, to all of the fans who started this hashtag Green Lantern mission, I give you my hashtag word that I was going to go all the way.
Wait, hold on. Why is he hashtagging the word word?
I don't know.
All right, sorry.
I was going to go all the way. Hashtag the oath has been taken. Couple of more meetings, and hopefully one day soon, I'll give you the best news ever. The hashtag underdog wins again. Thank you for this energy. It's been amazing. I'm ready to put my green suit and take hashtag GL global. That was one of two. I can't even go to his Instagram to read the other one. I can't even get there. I can't even get the words out of my mouth.
I want to know how many fans want Tyrese for this role right now. Like, is it working on you?
He thinks all of them. Because honestly,
I'm sure he has his fans. To me, it seems like if Warner Brothers were to turn around and cast him, it would be like, dude, just let us announce the casting.
Right. Why are they?
And if they do cast him, it seems like they'd be beaten into submission rather than it was an inspired choice.
Right. You know how I just said I wasn't going to read the other one? Well, now because of what you just said, I kind of have to read part of it.
Make it
My
happen.
Biggest and only motivation are you, the fans, who are determined to put me in this seat.
No, they're
when
not.
You recognize that some people are afraid of, quote, change, they would rather go back to the familiar. Like, what are you? Am I confused? Are you guys?
But he did say he met with Warner Brothers,
right.
So that's fine. So a lot of people have. So I don't know. I mean, it's just so weird to me. It's such a weird public display. Like, I don't. It's almost like he's trying to make the Deadpool thing happen, like that happened. They leaked this great footage. That's why that movie got made. We saw what that movie was going to look like. Now, what you have to do, Tyrese, is you have to get one of your director friends, and you have to make an excellent Green Lantern fan film. And then it has to go viral.
Oh, Jesus.
And then people have to demand it,
because we need
a little bit more than a Photoshop.
Right. At this point, I honestly feel, and I didn't feel this at first. If you listened to us months back, I said, cool, an actor sticking up for himself. Now I'm feeling like he's frickin' bullying them.
What do you mean? It's like Sean Young with Catwoman all over again.
Right. It's terrible. He's bullying the DC into saying, you have to cast me. And guess what? They don't freaking need to cast you. They don't.
No.
Who are these people that you're saying the people have spoken? Where are you people?
All right.
Where are you?
Let's just go around and put this to Red. I want to hear everybody's opinion. Johnny, do you want Tyrese to be Jon Stewart? What do you think about it?
Do I get a choice between him and other people?
No. I'm asking you, do you want him to be Jon Stewart? Why or why not?
Well, that's a tough question, because if I have a choice between him and... if you
yes
put
or
him
no?
In the lineup, I'm,
do you want Tyrese to be Jon Stewart?
Oh, no.
You're bullying him.
Then,
yeah, good.
No.
Do you?
And nothing against Tyrese. I don't think he's a good fit for the character.
No. And it's not because I don't think he's a good fit. It's because he's annoyed the piss out of me at this point.
Okay.
Well, I'm with you. I think he's fine. I don't think for the character
Jon Stewart's too. It's not the fit for him. I don't think
it's Idris Elba. It's David Oyelowo.
Yeah.
It's this kind of person that has gravitas,
right?
That has a lot of weight. If they cast these two young actiony kind of Green Lanterns, I don't know that that's what I necessarily want to see. And it would be really weird if they go that way after such a weird public display.
Yeah,
it would show that like they had. I mean. You know, and I wonder, has anybody from Warner Brothers been like, hey, you know, we're still deciding on the casting. Could you chill out a little bit? It's just very weird.
If somebody did say that, you would have to assume he's smart enough to have chilled out. So I must assume that nobody said that. Why has nobody said that?
And if he was going to be cast, I feel like he wouldn't be saying these
right.
things.
Exactly. Because
I'm confused.
You're doing a lot of speculation on behalf of a major studio. Like, and, that's a balls move.
Right, and I do take back what I said. I don't even think that he is perfect for the role. I don't think that he is the worst casting pick. No, but I don't think he's perfect. I agree with what you're saying. I want to see that movie. That's very cool.
That's a good segue. You know who is possibly perfect casting? Jenna Malone as Barbara Gordon.
Well, she's perfect casting in whatever because I think she's really talented. Now that Latino Review has announced that she probably will be Barbara Gordon instead of Carrie Kelly.
Was it Latino or was it Heroic Hollywood?
I thought it was Latino.
Who knows who hit first?
I think it's Latino.
Oh, okay. Either way.
That's what I heard.
Look at that, though. I mean, anyway, that's pretty solid.
My biggest question is,
Well, I'm just going to say that, look, all of you people that beat Arkham Knight like weeks ago, screw you. I'm on the slow and steady plan. Okay. I'm having a great time playing Arkham Knight, rocking my 46% finished.
But it tells you how far along you are to beating the game?
Yeah, because you have the different side missions. Okay. So, like, in the main mission, you're, like, you know, this many percents. And, you know, like, you go all the... I'm loving this game. I love it when I can get a couple of hours and just disappear into this world. I love the story. I love as you get more abilities. I love the Azrael side missions. It's great. Barbara Gordon, Oracle, has been a big part of all the Arkham games. You know, I was one of the people that thought if she was Robin, that would have been cool. But now it really does feel like she is going to be Oracle,
for sure.
and I buy it, and I'm cool with it.
And then we could get some sort of a flashback where we see her as Batgirl, and then we see what the Joker's done, and that's
much
how
like
we get
Robin.
Her. Right.
Yeah, so
I don't think that it actually... I think it's a good thing, and I think that she's talented, and I think that this works really well. This hasn't been confirmed by Warner Brothers, but I think it's looking pretty likely.
It seems implied from the Empire article, from things that have come out, that this Batman has had a lot of losses, and one of the quotes
as Batman
even said...
Should.
Not even necessarily due to old age, you know. So we know that he's probably lost a Robin at least. If he had a Batgirl or a Rob, you know, we lost her. You know, she probably got damaged. They probably took that piece of the Killing Joke.
Now, before we get to the Empire article, though, another announcement: Tao Akimoto is now going to be. She got cast.
Well, she has been cast, but
she
we now know what she is, which is Mercy Graves, who is Lex Luthor's bodyguard. Ah, cool.
I love this. You know what I love that's so cool about DC? I also kind of was tweeting about this. Is like, this is now Harley Quinn and Mercy Graves, two awesome, popular female characters in the DC universe that were born out of the Bruce Timm, you know, Justice League and Paul Dini, Batman animated series. Like, these are characters that did not exist in the comics, but the DC animation story has been so strong and individual and unique.
Right.
That's one thing you really can't say about Marvel. The best Marvel's done is adapt its own comic book stories.
Right. Yeah.
And DC has actually, you know, you talk about the multiverse, the CW is part of that multiverse, and the animated series have been such a huge part of it.
Right.
And how about this casting, too? I'm looking at Tao Akimoto's IMDb right now. Not a lot. She was in The Wolverine in 2013.
She was Mariko? She was Mariko Ishida in Wolverine?
And she was in 4 episodes of Hannibal, and she was in some TV miniseries that is in another language. I don't know what it says. That's her entire IMDb before BVS. So
yeah, but
I give him credit for hiring people that just did a good job in auditioning, apparently.
Here's the thing that I think. I'm always looking for kick butt women in these films. I think it's awesome, which is why what Cara Delevingne said about Enchantress and about female superheroes pissed me off so much. Because I think that there are strong females here, and I do love to see her. I would love to see her go in
all,
and
it's
kick
it's
Cara.
Cara Delevingne. Cara Delevingne. You know.
Well, okay, at least that's not as bad as what happened. Did you guys see her on Good Day Sacramento?
Oh, I saw it.
What happened? What did she do?
No,
she was giving an interview for Paper Towns, and
she was pronounced as Carla
Delevingne. Yeah, pronounced her Car or Clara, you know, the interviewers were being really cheesy, and she was really low energy and being sarcastic. Her sarcasm wasn't hitting, and then all of a sudden it turned.
It's so bad.
And the
so
morning
fast.
People. Turned on her, bullied her, and basically kicked her off the show.
They said,
"Go take a nap or get
a
Red Bull."
So they said, "Okay,
there
are two different sides to this argument. Some people are obsessed with Cara Delevingne because they feel like she wasn't as excited about this film. Now you have to picture she's young; she's been doing a lot of these.
Yeah.
She is a little tired, and I didn't feel like she looked that upset. I feel like she was doing her job; she was there. Now these people, they interviewed her, and they literally said." Did you read the book? Honestly, your energy seems kind of low. I was really excited about this movie, but I heard you talking about it a month ago. You were way more excited then. Yeah. Why don't you seem excited now?
This is a morning show. Were you supposed to
be happy?
I can't believe that you haven't seen this. This thing was viral yesterday. Oh, it's huge.
I literally disgusted. I was disgusted by what they did. And then she decided to, like, peace.
Can I tell you, I have a little bit of a unique perspective because I actually got to interview her for Paper Towns.
Ooh.
And I will tell you, she's got an interesting energy in the room. I thought she was fun, but she definitely takes over the room a little bit. So when I heard this thing happened with the Good Morning Sacramento, mm-hmm. I totally expected her to have been a bitch and that they you know, reacted appropriately.
But she wasn't. She really wasn't.
They actually really overreacted, and they came off looking terribly, and she was kind of just like, I mean,
she was very sarcastic, though. She did
the premiere of the film the night before. Obviously, she was tired.
Yeah, but she did say a couple times. They asked her some things, and she was like, no, I hated it. No, that book, I didn't read it. Like, of course she did. So her sarcasm came through, but you know what? Some people are sarcastic. I'm the East Coast. I'm freaking sarcastic. I'm really sarcastic. I would have probably had the exact same answer.
And she's even more East than you. She's from Britain, which is further east.
And if you look on her social media, you know she's sarcastic as hell.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to watch that.
Yeah, you got to watch.
It's pretty hilarious.
Sorry, I thought it was Good Day Sacramento. It was Good Morning Sacramento. Good Morning.
So we got that casting out of the way. And you know what? I guess we should also say this before we get to Empire. Bailey Chase also going to be in BBS. And apparently we saw him in the trailer on horseback.
Yeah.
That little tiny clip of the men on horses.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So who is this person? I don't know who this is.
He signed an NDA. So in my opinion, he gave out a lot more information than what I think he was supposed
to.
He did say, and I kind of quote.
He looks like a big dude.
Wait, what's a kind of quote?
He says, I'm not a superhero, but I had to train for 3 weeks with a retired Navy SEAL. And he's like, I'm in the scene on horseback, and I have a scene in the very beginning of the movie with Amy Adams. After signing an NDA.
Did he say he's in the first scene?
That's what he says. Yeah. I'm in the beginning. With Amy Adams.
So maybe he's one of the Superman soldiers or something? I don't know.
He's on a horse. That's all we know.
To me now, though, 3 weeks is like the bare minimum that anybody trains for anything. So it's not like I'm sitting here being like, holy crap, 3 weeks.
Oh, I got another little bean for you today. Somebody that I was working with at Mob Scene, which is the production company that produces FX Movie Download, said that they interviewed Lawrence Fishburne yesterday regarding BBS. Without giving anything specifically away. I asked this person very seriously, looking into his eyes, what was the feeling you got, you know, from him? You know, because we can tell. Those of us that like, do these kind of junkets and interviews, the actors are just not into it. It's a lot of work, you know.
There's certain movies you just know.
But it's like, he said that he was so proud of this film. He was so psyched about it. Like Lawrence Fishburne, who's been doing it since he's 14 years old in Apocalypse Now.
Right.
And he said he was giddy over the moon. He said, you know, Lawrence Fishburne was like a Marvel guy growing up, and like, you know, he's DC by employment now, but he's so excited for it. So, look, that's not like news or anything, but I just love hearing.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel this anticipation for these movies. I feel like it's going to just go boom.
Yeah, we only got 8 months. We just passed the 8 month marker.
And then as we get into these comments from like Debbie Snyder and Zack Snyder, it's like we're finally starting to hear the things that we were missing, that we were missing the Kevin Feige stuff.
Yep.
Is there a plan? I'm starting to believe there is. A plan.
There is a plan. I just love the fact that they were confident enough not to just throw it all out there right away. Like, yeah, just be patient.
I like when Adam gets on board with something. I like that.
Well, you know, because I don't want to.
I'm on board with Adam being on board.
Yeah, but you've been on board for a long time. Sometimes I feel like you could hold back a little bit, but now you're on board, then I'm on board.
Yeah, I don't want to just be a sycophant about the whole thing. I want to believe in something that's really good, you know? I want to believe that they're going to be great movies.
Right. There
you
go. And I think they will.
Well, speaking of greatness, let's get on this Empire article. We're just going to throw all the pictures. We have gotten. We haven't had all of them, but we have a decent amount of pictures we'll show you.
Yeah.
Here are the highlights. I'm just going to run down the highlights of the entire Empire article.
Okay, great.
There's a whole bunch of them. All
highlights.
Right, there we go.
Wait, but before you do that, how cool is it when you saw the video of it getting ripped and underneath is the two of them again, but as, oh my God, did you guys see that?
They ripped.
I'll show you. I'll show you guys. I'll post it on the link.
Okay. Not as awesome as Good Day Sacramento.
All right.
No.
All right. Here we go. Zack Snyder, his producer wife Deborah, and producer Charles Roven are overseeing the entire DC Extended Universe. We already know that.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, I mean, okay, we didn't really. I mean, we kind of had the feeling, but
we didn't know for sure.
I mean, you know, That was all right. You go over the things, then we'll go back.
There's 18 things, so we could just zip down.
Okay.
Zack Snyder has a whiteboard in his office with the entire DCEU sketched out. They actually call the offices the sandbox, and everyone's allowed to play in the sandbox, and they kind of generate ideas. They kind of toss things back and forth. It seems like a really incredible environment to be in.
Wow.
What did you just show?
I'm showing him the video.
She showed me the cover being ripped off.
Video of what? Can I?
Yeah, just hit play. It's basically it getting ripped off and them being
okay, so
Clark
is,
and Bruce.
Guys, this is kind of news. Like, we didn't have official word that, like, Zack Snyder and Debbie Snyder were controlling the sandbox. We just kind of felt that way, but it's nice to hear it a little bit more officially.
I like when anybody uses the term sandbox because I feel like they're really playing with something and they're really, really enjoying and creating things. And it brings out a little kid on me.
It sounds like they're building the films around the Justice League.
Right.
And that these other films are not, it's not all a linear story. It's that we can go backwards and forwards. That also gives credence to the rumors that Suicide Squad could in fact take place before BVS.
Mm-hmm.
Still don't know that officially, but it could be. Just like Aquaman could go back. I still think that diving shot is Aquaman, by the way.
I think you're right.
Which is really cool that we were talking about that, and then like other people were kind of pointing to that too. So it's just, you know, I like the idea that they're saying that they're giving the filmmakers freedom to make the films, but here are the things.
The
this is the bigger story.
Sandbox.
That you have to bring. So it's just a slightly different approach than Marvel has.
Mm-hmm.
Marvel is moving more linearly. Marvel is a subsidiary of Disney now,
mm-hmm.
and that's become more and more evident with the family-oriented nature of the major films.
Yeah, but I will say, though, you guys remember what happened with Wonder Woman, and we had a director, and then she left because of creative differences.
Yeah.
So, yes, they are letting people play, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they have no vision and that they're letting people play too much.
Right.
I'll use a sports analogy.
Ooh,
yes, you
it.
Can play, but it's my bat and my ball.
Mm.
Yeah, there's no I in team.
So, you know, they want to let filmmakers be creative, but mm-hmm. there's a certain story to tell.
Here's a couple easy facts. Wonder Woman begins filming this fall in London. Justice League begins filming spring of 2016, and pre-production for Justice League has already begun.
You sound like you're from London.
Well, thank you. My name's Michael Caine. Ben Affleck picked out his own Bruce Wayne hairstyle for the movie, despite Deborah Snyder not being a fan of it initially. Affleck wears a wig in the movie for his Bruce Wayne hairstyle. And
confirming Kalinowski!
Yeah.
Confirmed, and he has 45 or 46 in the movie, according to Zack Snyder.
45, 46 wigs?
No. That's
old,
his
that
age.
Old.
That's his age.
Mid-40s. He's a mid-40s kind of guy.
That would be outrageous.
Batman has already met Joker, Harley Quinn, and the rest of Suicide Squad. He's the reason they're all in prison. Jackpot.
Right. So that is the coolest thing of this entire thing for me. That it said that Batman has fought and captured every supervillain in DC's cinematic Suicide Squad,
which includes
Deadshot, Boomerang, Killer Croc, and several more. Really interesting.
He's exhausted.
Yeah, he is.
So you know what I'm also getting from this is that I was the big, you know, remember a couple of weeks ago when I was here, when all four of us were here, I was like, oh, Batman's been in retirement. I'm not as confident that he's been in retirement now. It
mm-hmm.
sounds like he's just been going a long time.
He's tired.
But what's cool is that it sounds like he's under the radar. Like, he still hasn't been a public figure. They refer to him as like a ghoul, a ghost, an apparition.
There's no way he could have been that public of a figure, because otherwise what happened with Superman and the destruction of Metropolis wouldn't have been as big of a surprise to everybody, and people wouldn't be up in arms if there had already been somebody who had been destroying all these things before. So I definitely think that's the case. This was really interesting. If he personally had a hand in putting everybody there, then the dynamic is going to be so outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
It's really exciting for me.
Damn right. Batman also carries a machine gun at one point in the movie. Fun fact. Bruce Wayne lives in a lake house that Snyder and company call the Glass House. Wayne Manor still stands but has been abandoned, which we see in the trailer.
Yep.
Another fun fact, he invited me over to that lake house once.
Who did?
Ben Affleck.
What? Really? Fact?
Jesus.
You know, fact, by nature word fact, it means it's true.
I thought for a second that you were quoting that horrible Sandra Bullock movie called The Lake House, which was just
a false fact is actually a lie.
So I lied.
Okay. So just say lie instead of fact.
So
that way we know.
True lie.
Okay.
You did not go to the lake house.
I went to the lake house.
Come to the lake house.
True lie.
This is very cool. I love the fact that Wayne Manor's been abandoned. That's why I was really thinking that he's no longer Batman. I mean, that's the argument that I feel like. But, you know, maybe he just hits the cave, which is underneath.
Right.
He just doesn't go into the house above.
Yeah, we don't know what the extent of the abandonment is.
Is he being Batman from a lake house? That doesn't make sense.
No.
Well, I'll tell you all my stories from the lake house.
What? The lake house you didn't
Again,
go to?
Again, not true. I None of it. That is true.
She's delusional. Clark Kent and Lois Lane live together in an apartment. A Detroit museum was used to film scenes at Lex Luthor's house. And Deborah Snyder cried when Gal Gadot first stepped onto the set as Wonder Woman. That's pretty cool.
And
chicks be getting emotional.
Just in terms of the corrections of names, because you car carried me. I'm pretty sure it's Gadot now.
Keep going back. I was saying Gadot for a while.
Yeah, it's Gadot. Look, it's Gadot.
You know, when I see escargot, I pronounce it escargot usually.
That's French, and she's from Israel.
Good. So if you pronounce it escargot, then you can say Gadot.
Then I'll say Gal Gadot. I'm okay with that.
And I'll say
obviously not a household name yet. Once everybody is pronouncing the name the same way, then it becomes a household name.
Yeah.
Here we go. Like I already mentioned, five actresses auditioned for the role of Wonder Woman, but Gal Gadot blew everyone away.
It's like, that's not even an option, Johnny.
Wonder Woman's role in Batman Superman Dawn of Justice is the key to shifting the story towards Justice League. How about that?
Well, I think that we kind of got the feeling that it seems like she's breaking up the fight and saying, boys, 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 fight for justice, not don't fight each other.
And what are the chances it's in exactly those words?
Boys, boys, boys. That is a spoiler. That was a quote, actually. But what about the fact that, you know, we see them fighting, and then, you know, so is there an invisible plane involved? Is she flying out of nowhere? Is she in that sports car? How does she show up on the scene?
We don't know.
A lot of speculation going on.
What about the fact that they talk about how Batman is kind of finding himself as the only hero, kind of like Night Owl and Watchmen, and now when there's actual superheroes with superpowers, he's like, am I an old model?
Right.
Am I outdated? And Batman dealing with that. I liked that aspect of it.
It's going to be fantastic. It was Zack Snyder's idea to put Batman in his follow-up to Man of Steel. And lastly, Zack Snyder admits...
Wait, it was his idea to do what?
It was his idea to put Batman, the character, in his follow-up to Man of Steel.
Look at that curl.
Follow-up to Man of Steel. Got it.
Yeah, look at that one.
That's good.
Zack Snyder admits that Christopher Nolan was taken aback when he told him he wanted to reinterpret Batman alongside Superman, but he's fully supportive now.
Hmm.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
Isn't it? Yeah.
I can imagine that conversation.
But that also leads to something we could talk about here. Initially, Zack Snyder, he talked about how he was reluctant to make a Batman solo film, which is going to be down the road. He gave props to Chris Nolan and how great the films are, and he lives in gratitude to those movies. But he did say, he's like, you know, Chris, those movies separated us from Marvel in a great way. We're now the legacy of those movies. And he said, by the way, there's no rivalry. We don't think of any rivalry between Marvel and DC. They do their thing. We do ours. But he did, you know.
And Debbie Snyder also alluded to the fact that, hey, I love Guardians of the Galaxy. Our films just are a little bit darker. And I want to say, I've said this a lot of times. I'm a huge Marvel fan, too. Like, sure. I grew up reading so many Marvel comics.
We saw Ant-Man together.
I think
for the invite, boys.
For these films, you were invited. I think for... No, actually, was she invited?
Yeah.
I think we, like,
Just a blatant no.
She was invited.
Just so everybody's clear.
She was invited.
I was not.
You were here when you invited me.
I didn't invite you guys to Lake House, so...
You were like, oh, we should totally invite her. And I was like, yeah, that's a great idea.
But then it didn't happen.
You were right here when he said, we're going to the movies tonight.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't.
You couldn't go. We talked to you
that
about it.
That's not true.
You're delusional.
True. Your
lake house.
The point is, these movies need to all be different if we're going to keep getting great comic book movies. If they all are the same tone, then, you know, they're going to go away.
Yeah.
So hopefully, you know, Fantastic Four is going to be the film that really puts it over the top, and everyone's going to be like, all right, we all want to be like Fantastic Four.
We're going to invent a bunch of different tones. We don't even know what tones have been invented yet for some of these movies, because you're right, if they're
tones
all the same.
Tones unknown.
So many tones.
Do you guys think Flash is going to be in Batman v Superman? There's
word.
A lot of rumors about that.
Did you
see that cool thing where some people are claiming, I don't know if it was a Photoshop or not, but they claim in that the one little part of the trailer where Wonder Woman's fighting, where there's a close-up of her,
right.
Yeah.
You apparently can see the Flash in like 0.1 seconds. There's like still
shots. I haven't tried to, I don't know if that's real or not.
I don't know.
It is funny because the way she's just kind of blown back. back, it is kind of an interesting thing. It's an interesting theory.
I do hope that we see him. I want everybody to get on board because you guys know I love the Flash as a character, so that would be really cool.
We should rewatch the trailer after the show today and see if it's so fast that we. Who was the actor
that had the green socks? Oh, Scoot McNairy, and then everyone was saying like, "Oh, that means he's the Flash."
He had the green socks,
and people were like, "Oh, green screen, Scoot McNairy is a Flash." What if he's like Jay Garrick in the movie world?
I don't think we're introducing Jay Garrick in the movie world.
No, I would say probably not.
We certainly are introducing him in the TV world.
No, that is not happening now.
The BVS producers did discuss setting up the Justice League. Here's an awesome quote from Zack Snyder here. He says, they're building one giant story and giving directors creative freedom while also making sure there's cohesion between the solo movies and the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And this quote is awesome. He goes, the first thing we had was the Justice League concept. The other movies, in a way, have to support that.
Yeah.
This is our Wonder Woman, our Aquaman. They have their own creative concepts that support them, but they do serve Justice League in the coming together of those heroes. In other words, Charles Roven says, we got our sandbox, yo.
This is like, be excited for all of these movies, but be super excited for what we're doing for Justice League because we are thinking far down the line and everything is going to tie together.
Absolutely.
Which I am. So.
It's going to be...
That's why there was that question month or two ago. One of our viewers said, what do you think is the most crucial movie of the entire slate? In my opinion, it was Justice League.
Hmm.
Crucial movie. If you're referring to the question where it was like, what's the biggest risk?
As far as success.
I mean, but the movies leading up to it, if they're not good, it really takes a lot of the heat off of Justice League.
You're BBS has to be incredible.
It's
gotta
be. I have no question.
Justice League needs to spike the ball. Justice League is batting cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, these other runners need to get on base.
They need to be doing the icky shuffle in the end zone.
That's why when you announce a Justice League 2 before you've even started pre-pro for Justice League, it's like, all right, then Justice League really got to be good because you already
announced. Well, yeah, but I do like the fact that they're coming out and saying, like, it's a two-part story. It's like one big movie. I like that.
Right.
You know, that means that they're gonna film one and two together, and it's going to be this one great big story. And it's got to be cosmic. You know there's going to be Green Lanterns. It's going to be aliens. It's going to be intergalactic planetary.
Intergalactic planetary. I thought he was going to, too.
I'm sweating so bad I had to take my headset off.
Honestly, like, my hair is
it's
frizzing.
Ridiculous.
I'm sweating.
This is how much we love this
show.
We don't even have air conditioning. We don't have vents. We just do this in here for you.
You know what? I'm fanning you. People who are listening on iTunes are like, what the hell's wrong with us?
So the bottom line is, with the Empire article, everything... Good stuff.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about the state of DC movies.
Are you in an Empire state of mind?
I'm in an Empire state of mind.
I'm about that Brooklyn.
What else is on the docket, Johnny?
We got a couple of things. Guess who's back as the Joker in The Killing Joke?
Let me guess. Mark Hamill.
Goddamn right.
Jack Nicholson. Returning to voice the Joker in The Killing Joke.
I'm going to go with the former.
Thank you.
It's Mark Hamill?
Yeah, it's Mark Hamill. He's going to be in The Killing Joke.
I knew the answer.
He's already actually recorded all of his lines.
I love him. I think he's so fabulous. Isn't
so you
got to
assume that Kevin Conroy is doing it too, right?
Yeah,
like they've never had one without the other. I should say they've never had Hamill without Conroy. I think maybe they've had Conroy without Hamill.
Yeah, that's
and Hamill really
the
wanted it too. It was cool. He called into the Schmoes, was it maybe a month ago?
Yeah.
How awesome was that when he spoke as the Joker talking about the Schmoes?
It's amazing when he goes into that voice.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We just got a little tease of him by being Trickster on Flash. So I love him. I love seeing him anytime.
But that voice, it's so funny because you hear Mark Hamill talk, you know, fairly regular guy. That Joker voice is talent.
It's great.
I mean,
and again, and he's such a great part of Arkham Knight. Like, what's going on in Arkham Knight is that the Joker's dead from a previous game, and Batman gets like a whiff of some scarecrow, you know, dust. And so basically, throughout the whole game, the Joker just keeps showing up talking to you, and he's a figment of Batman's mind. And Batman doesn't acknowledge it at all. But he'll keep showing up. And there was like some genuine jump scares where like the Joker pops out. And you're like, oh my God, what is he doing there? It's really, really cool.
I'm assuming you play as Batman in the game, right?
You play as Batman in the game, but then like the Joker's just showing up next to you, like creeping you out the whole time.
That's great. So Mark Hamill's all up in your face.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And it's Kevin Conroy doing the voice of Batman.
Yeah.
And Jonathan Banks is Commissioner Gordon.
Talk about
Commissioner
a dream.
Gordon, yeah.
Talk about a dream voiceover gig, man. One of those. Oh, it's so cool.
So cool. It's really, really awesome.
It really is.
You should start Tyrese-ing that.
I don't think I'll have as much of an effect. I have gotten to read for a couple DC projects. I didn't get chosen, but I did get to read for, I don't know what they are, different animated things. I read for Batman at one point about a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
It was neat.
Can I hear the voice?
I'd have to have the dialogue. I mean, it wasn't anything revolutionary. It was just dark and grovelly.
Yeah, I know, but you do a good job. See, this is the... I'm setting you up for something
good.
Give
me a line to say as Batman.
Okay, say, Zack Snyder is reluctant to direct a Batman solo film.
Zack Snyder is reluctant to direct a Batman solo film.
That sounds good. I like
it's off
it.
The cuff. It's off the cuff, guys.
Yeah, no, that sounded like a good early Batman.
Wasn't my...
Like I was thinking that was Batman in his late 20s.
Thanks, man. Well, I'll take it.
That's what it sounded like to me.
Yeah, I agree. I always love Johnny's voices.
This is something I'm pumped about. I'm going to watch this on my plane to the Middle East for sure. Gods and Monsters. Apparently, it's getting great reviews. Super dark. Bad language.
Very
violence.
Dark.
The best quote I read about it is... They're still doing the right thing, but in the wrongest way possible.
Yeah, and supposedly he's a very different kind of Batman. That's
everyone. Superman, too. Superman actually contemplates just not even cleaning up people's mess. It's like, you know what? What if I just rule the world?
I'm just excited about the fact that Bruce Timm is returning to the DC animated sandbox.
Yep.
I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait to see this.
If you guys at home have seen it, let us know what you think.
What
and
do
then...
you guys think?
And we can all have a slumber party and watch together.
We ain't going to do it. I'm going to buy it and watch it on the plane ride. I can't wait.
Oh,
buy it on iTunes, so
okay,
I can watch it.
I have lots to watch
coming.
On that plane.
You're not coming to the slumber party then.
So long, I'll miss the slumber party.
It was going to be at the lake house, so.
I apologize. At the lake house.
You want to come to the lake house?
I definitely would go to the lake house with you and Affleck.
Oh, thanks.
That'd be such a weird party. Affleck is just sitting there like,
sorry about
what's up?
Sorry about the marriage, dude, but you're Batman.
Yeah.
He's cool.
Cool lake house.
I think he would always rather his career do well than his love life, so, you know.
I mean,
hey,
wouldn't we all?
To be fair, Roxy's not been to the lake house, to be honest, and she's speaking for Ben Affleck.
And oh my God, I love them as a couple, and also if that's what it sounded like, oh my God, I was really, really lying, and I'm a big fan of Boston in general, and they're whatever, so I've never been to the lake house. I'm feeling really guilty all of a sudden. I've never been to the lake house.
What are
Jennifer,
you?
I've never been to his lake house.
Oh, that's what you were implying. Like, people know now.
I think she's cool.
It.
She's cool.
Oh my God.
You broke up the marriage.
Oh my God, I've never been to the lake house. I love you guys. I'm sorry.
Now she's sweating and really delusional.
And you broke up the marriage.
Someone get her some NyQuil.
I would never do that.
Here's a nice little way to end the show. Supergirl production's begun. How adorable is Melissa Benoist? Good God Almighty!
She's adorable. She loves it. She is the kind of person that I like to see really into their role.
She is.
You know, she's a great Supergirl.
There was a little clip of her on the first day of filming.
I hope the show gets better.
Adorable.
I hope the show gets better than the pilot.
I thought the pilot was pretty good. I think that she was the best part of it. And I have a lot of faith in her. And I think it will.
It's okay.
I think it will do well.
I think she's adorable.
And right.
Also, by the way, when we're on TV,
what's up?
Gotham released a bunch of promos for season 2.
That's coming out in September.
Yeah, I heard Azrael's going to be in season 2.
Is it September? Is Supergirl October and Gotham September?
Yeah, Supergirl's definitely October. Yeah.
Azrael, also,
Chiklis.
What was the Michael Chiklis? That's exciting.
I'm on board. You put Chiklis in anything, I'm in.
That's
you were
really,
here last
really cool.
week. You got to talk all about Chiklis with us.
Do we have any questions from people on Twitter? Or
that's pretty
like
much
that?
It. Relatively kind of a not a slow news week, but not a ton of stuff. So we
I
got
saw
through
some
everything.
Questions. I thought that people were asking.
There
about
were some questions
on
Twitter.
Right.
Like I said, it's been a weird day and it's been a weird week for everybody. I got this blood drive that's kicking my ass. And so
I ditched the comp because I couldn't talk to people live in the chat. So I don't know. This is a Johnny thing. You know what we could do while we wait, though?
Okay, here's a question from our man, Colt Badeau.
You didn't even let me do it. You didn't even let me do it.
What?
Just go to the lake house already, Roxy.
Thoughts on Barbara Gordon in a dream sequence. We kind of mentioned this a few weeks ago. I think that might be how she shows up.
In a dream sequence?
Mm-hmm. The Bruce Wayne dream sequence, perhaps.
Oh.
I don't think...
That's one of the rumors.
I think that, however it is, I do think it's some sort of a flashback, and we will see her as Batgirl turning into Oracle.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't bet on seeing Batgirl.
I think that we'll see that transition.
I wouldn't bet on seeing Batgirl. I don't know.
Well, let's make a bet.
You want to bet on?
Yeah, take my infested hand.
I just said I wouldn't bet on.
Yeah, but I will.
Here's how you take the
bet. Mean I would
do
bet
the Ghostbusters
it.
2 handshake. Put your hand out.
What is
how
it?
You shake
it.
Yes, Dr. Wegman, yes. Just
shake the what just happened? Finger.
So there's that. And then the other question is from a man.
Wait, who asked that question?
That was Colt Badeau.
Oh, Colt Badeau. Thank you.
And at Lottie Dodley.
Lottie Dodley.
Do you think we'll ever see a cinematic classic adaptation of a sidekick like Aqualad or Robin, or did Schumacher ruin that forever? Gertler, go.
Yeah, I think we're going to see an adaptation of Robin in some way.
Definitely.
In this, you know, either him getting killed or... in some kind of flashback. That's why I think it would be weird to see like a Robin flashback and a Batgirl flashback. It'd be like too many.
And then wasn't there that weird thing with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and his name was Robin or something? Like
that was, I think, the opposite of what this guy's referring to. That was like not a proper cinematic adaption.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely think we will. I think that the preview for or the trailer for BVS is showing us that at some point in time we are going to see.
I think we'll never see a character called Aqualad. In this current cinematic universe. Mm. Or in the DC Extended U, as it's now referred to. Let's get used to saying the DCEU.
Extended Universe. Other than that about covers it for questions.
All right, guys.
I believe.
All right, well,
sorry,
that means
we're
that
not
you guys
live.
At home need
oh,
to be...
Oh, the contest. Do you want to talk more about it?
Oh.
We're going to keep it going?
All right, we're keeping the contest going. So you guys have been awesome so far. You've been so awesome that we've decided to keep it going another week. So basically, we have two PS4 games that we are giving away. If you want them, here's a chance to win them. You go to our iTunes. You rate and you comment. You say... Oh my God, you guys are so whatever you say. The people writing poems and raps and whatever, they're awesome. And at the bottom of it, you leave your handle. And if you do that and you win, we will write to you and we will ask you for your address and you will send it to us and we will send you a game.
We have two games up for grabs.
Yeah, the two games up for grabs.
One of them is Batman.
Yeah, Arkham Knight, which I'm going to go back home and play a little bit.
If you write one, maybe I'll give it to you.
I can write a review and win the game I already have. Again,
you could try.
So simple, yeah. iTunes, rate us 5 stars, write a cool review, and then we appreciate the support as always. Other than that, I think are we close?
Is it time to put ourselves over?
It's about to put ourselves over, and I'm going to close out the episode on Periscope while we do this.
Are you on the DC movies?
We're on our Periscope right now. So, Adam Gertler, do it.
All right. Well, I'm going to say once again, you got Man vs. Child,
right.
Chef Showdown on the FYI Network at 9 p.m.
That's right.
With re-airings all the time. Check your local listings.
On Thursdays.
I think maybe something on FX Movie Download. Watch movies with me on FX on Friday nights.
Boom.
Follow me at Adam Gertler all over the place. I have a Periscope account, but have yet to have my first broadcast. It could happen at any time.
Just,
you don't know
I
when.
See it make them want more.
Yeah,
make them
I'm
going
to wait till I have at least 50,000 followers before I actually broadcast.
That's a great
plan. And
then plan.
At 50,001, I will broadcast.
That's a great plan.
In the nude.
Roxy Stryer.
Hi guys, thank you so much for joining us this week. We are working on our difficulties here going up live, so we should be live next week. We love you, and I hope you enjoyed the show. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. That's Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, where I actually do Periscope and I'm not waiting for my 50,000. You
That's
can come
right.
on mine if you want.
She's a woman of the people.
I got like 30 followers so far.
You're
so.
The absolute
Solid,
best,
the
and
Solid.
Shout out to both my amazing co-hosts who are so awesome that they're doing great things, him with his show and you going to the Middle East, and I just love them both very much, so I just want to say that.
I love you as well. At Jay Quasto on Twitter, and guys, once again, so important, please, if you live in the LA area or know anyone who does, donate blood on September 11th or 12th for the Stand Up Los Angeles Blood Drive. Hit me up on social media. I will give you all the information you need. That is the most important thing. I'm going to miss you guys next week.
We're going to miss
gonna
you
be,
too.
I'm going to, speaking of sandbox, it's going to be a lot of sand where I'm at. It's going to be hot over there.
Oh,
enjoy
the sand.
It's going to be amazing. But yeah, so please hit me up on social media. I'll give you all the information about the blood drive. It's going to be amazing. And we'll miss you. Otherwise, see you next week, everybody. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. And look, we're all just sweating in here. We're sweating so bad.
So hot.
All right, everyone. We'll see ya. Bam.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.